and you raise is better too.
Yeah, but we always raise them so that they don't get eaten. So they don't get away. Okay, today is Friday, March the 13th, 1981. This is Connie Reen interviewing Archie Day about 3 miles north of Castroville at his home. I'm interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. Okay, Mr. Day, we've been talking for about an hour about your family and so forth. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about going to some areas about what you did when you were young. When you were growing up, this is why I would say before your mother died, what kind of things did your family do in your home for leisure? Like after the work was done, what did you enjoy doing in the family?
Well, from the time I remember, in those days, everyone that lived within a short distance was like one family.
The
neighbors would visit each other on Sunday. So all the kids, we were all large families. There wasn't hardly a family where there wasn't about 6 to 8 kids. And we would get together and we had a wonderful time. And the thing that worried us kids the most was in those days, and lunchtime, which we call dinner, we get you all hungry. But the table was set for the first, because they wouldn't have a table large enough to accommodate all of them. So we kids would see all that good food on that table, how long it would be.
Was there any left?
Oh, there was always plenty, but I mean we were worried about that we wouldn't get that food. So those people, that was the only communication they had with their neighbors. There was no telephone.
Well, when you were getting together with your neighbors like this on Sunday evenings or Sunday afternoons, and the kids were saying, what did the parents do? Did talk?
They talked, and the kids were supposed to be seen, but not heard. You know, kids never knew what the parents were talking.
Oh,
they thought they was really educating their kids by not telling them. There was no sex information like kids have today. There was that kind of talk between the
But you
the
never parents. Listened to your parents talking then? You wouldn't sneak up there and listen to them?
No, because if you did, we were in trouble. Because there was normally a strap. The husband of the family usually shaved. And he had a shaving strap.
And that was used on the boy's leg, huh?
That was not only to sharpen
the razor.
Razor, but it sure hurt sometimes when it got in the wrong place.
Did your daddy ever use it?
Oh, yes.
He did?
But not twice for the same thing.
Oh, okay. You learned that.
Yes.
When you were at home, you learned a little better than at school.
Oh, I was a mischievous person. I rode through the school on a donkey.
Through the building,
right, when I was going to the public school. I was not a kid anymore, but I do the donkey. And the dumbest thing I ever done was Bill Burr, Robert Burr, which was deep. We were three buddies there. We'd buy lunch sometimes. Especially like Limburger cheese or anything like that, we had special lunch. So we decided to one of them old Jordan bought a pound of Limburger cheese. So, that was the time that had a sense that many people stepped in it, but they never ate it. Anyway, one some of that tea under the lid of the cake stand. I also put some in the little girl that didn't like me. Her name was Annie Hager. So when they come in there, all the flies that were supposed to be around the meeting had to be in the school. There were flies all over, and then the teacher was around the lid of his desk, and he opened that lid. I went in, and Annie opened his jaws, and she got mad at us. She traded it with me because I was the meanest one, the honest one, too. So she didn't like me a bit, actually.
Well, was she there where City Hall is now?
Yes.
That was the teacher.
So that always, we had a little teacher, Mars with us. And he was just about our size, just a little one. One day, the school board bought us a basketball. They also bought us some hockey gloves. Bill Burr was a tall, strong young man. This teacher was going to teach us
how
to box. Bill loved hockey. So that was the end of the hockey gloves. He wouldn't let us box because he thought we'd be the hell out of it.
What age did you go to the public school? Was it after you went to the Catholic school?
Yes.
Or after?
The reason I finally decided I wasn't making any problems like that.
Catholic
school? Yes. And Herbert Conner, when he sat down and I started school together, they handed two books. One was the American English book. The other one was the German, the catechism was good. The prayers was good. Everything was good. And I was one of the only kids that could speak English, because my father learned English from Mr. Aiken when he worked. And when my father and mother got married, well, she was the teacher. She went to school. She went to go through the fourth grade, and that was a pretty good education, you know. Anyway, she learned him how to read and write. And they all spoke English with her. We never spoke our faith.
I didn't.
No, but when we... When the company would come, they couldn't speak English. No, because we were three families, the Ingham family, the Montel, and the Jaggers.
That could speak English.
That could speak English. Outside of that, it was Alsatian, then we had the German.
But your mother and daddy could speak Alsatian, didn't
they? Oh, yes. He learned French first. His mother was French, and I guess his daddy too, I don't know. But anyway, she spoke better French when I was a kid. I knew French. And she speaks French. And we had to learn French. So we had German. We had Alsatian. We had English. Throwing at us right at one time. And if you want to talk about a confused kid, I was, because
you never knew what language to speak in, huh?
No, I was learning them all at the same time. And then I stayed there at school, and later I went to the public.
Because there they used English.
There they learned English. In fact, our language. Because we wasn't like the Mexicans during those days. We wanted to learn. Today is different.
Okay, Well, now, when you got a little older, and say after you got out of school, and you, what was going on around Castroville? What did people do besides getting together and visiting? What else? Was there any card playing or anything like that? Or?
There was card playing, and there were parties.
What kind of parties?
All the families would get together on Saturday night. One would play the violin, the other in the guitar, or whatever they had, and they moved all the furniture out of the house that had large enough room to have a party. And that went from one house to another. And another thing that
happened. How often did they do this?
Well, that was once a month or so. Mm-hmm. And then when people started building new homes, it was customary that you had to have a name to you.
New house.
So in 24, when we got married, we had four little rooms here, and none of them was big enough. They were 10 by 12.
Yes.
And 12 by 14. So there wasn't any room. We had sold everything with little rooms. And there wasn't any room, so they couldn't have a party here. But every time a house was built that had 14 by 16 rooms, it was kind of out the furniture.
Well, did the people surprise the...
Oh, yes.
It was a surprise.
There were surprises, and there was also when the boy became 21 years old, if he wasn't married. Sometimes at the age of 18 or so, they'd give him a surprise party the first 56 off. He was a man then.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I was visiting my wife at that time, and Carol and I just said, 21 years old. See, I was old for a number. I had to wait 5 years until my wife was old enough to get married. So I had to wait a long time, but I managed to get one.
Did they give you a phone?
Who did give me?
At 21.
At 21, and I happened to be staying that day with Miss Lee's church. And it was, I had a deal going in those days. We had that time just to wait, to be late. So I would ride a horse, and he's here in the morning, and a daylight, I'd ride my horse up to the end, spend the whole day up there, working cattle, boxing cattle, and things, until I would
stop at the
stop. They had the best water I never tasted that. Mm-hmm. I was tasted. Well, we'd ride at the road, and I had to, not only. But she drives me. I shouldn't say this. Yeah, I tell you, her mother made the best of that. She took cheese. And before I'd leave there, I was like a hungry dog. I had to be fed. But anyway, that's the kind of entertainment.
Well, how did she get into the party then, since she didn't know it?
They had a Hudson automobile that was a 7-type.
Who is it?
The shop? It's a shop, yeah. It had rooms of 7 feet. It was as big as almost 18
weeks.
Anyway, they thought they were surprising me. But I don't have news that there was something in the making. So I come to the right. And everybody was there, surprised. You didn't surprise me, I just didn't tell you. I knew all the time what was happening.
So what did you do then at your party? What kind of entertainment was that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who played the music there? Do you still remember who played that music?
Oh, no. He's the other piano. That's the piano. I just don't remember because I was too much English. In the girls, I wasn't worried about music. So I was more or less a playboy.
Well, what kind of food did they serve at a party like in those days before you got married?
Well, the most he says that when you had a what you call the surprise party, you should be the first kid. Yeah, you're scared. Everybody is scared. The only difference was people wanted to attend to talk to you. My Aunt Mary heard that. She was first student.
Yeah.
But the trouble was when I was a little kid, I'd get about 10 cents, you know. And I'd buy ice cream, a big ice cream that was made by Mr. Pink. No. Huh? Oliver did.
Oh. What, did he have an ice cream cup?
No, he had a 2 or 5 gallon freezer. He turned it out there. That was the only thing you could buy. It was homemade ice cream.
Everybody lived in her house that came in to go to Stone's meeting. She boarded them.
The leaders wanted them.
She must have been somewhere to see.
Well, and there was Molly Shock. It was Molly Helen.
Uh-huh.
That was King Cross and James Peck and Mary. And they prepared that already at the market.
Yes. What other things did they serve?
And there was Mrs. Cumber. Mrs. Mother. She lived in the courthouse at the same time I did when my mother lived
in the courthouse.
And
was it City Hall?
Was it City Hall?
I thought that was the school.
It was first the courthouse.
Yeah, I know it was first the courthouse.
Then it was the school. Then it was, it became living for.
Well, where did the school go to?
The school was up at the Miller Restaurant.
After it was in the school?
No, before it was in.
Yeah.
So after they moved to school, they didn't have room at the Maryville.
Uh-huh.
So it was moved over to the City Hall.
Yeah.
And that's where I rode to the darn school on my way.
But when did you live in?
I lived in there.
Oh, you lived in it before it was made into the school.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
See there. Those are vision days, you know. Where the office is all this now, that whole northwest part of it was just one roof.
Yeah.
And the other one where the office was, city office was before. And the library. Well, the library is another building. But anyway, that's where Lizzie Cumber, or Lizzie Austin, lived. She and her dad lived.
But getting back to the food, what kind of food did they make for those suckers?
Well, there was every time there was meat was prepared, like roast, different things. If there was some rest in the roast. Everything that was served in the hotel. So we had 2 hotels at one time. The hotel was there, they could tell it. The TV was very good. The next hotel, that was the same girl between there was the hotel that happened
after every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
anyway, that's where my brother used to eat his skin from before he married. He was,
okay, now,
he had a furniture store in the top of the building now. The city hall. That whole floor on top was furniture.
He was a steel jacket?
Yeah. And I was working for Phil when I was just a little kid. I was a delivery boy. And that's the time I broke all the eggs when I broke two five silver cents and all those things happened to me.
Oh, and Phil had a grocery store too?
Oh, a general merchandise. That meant everything. Mm-hmm. The only thing is that from the last skin to a lion skin, I like the time.
But then when did they make that building into the street?
Well, that was
about 1915.
Yes, it was sometime around
maybe earlier.
No, it was later stuff because when I was sick in bed, and to kill that everybody called, she was a nurse. Yes, the nurse, she came back to Austin, Arkansas. I was the first patient for 6 weeks he stayed there.
Okay, now you were saying that you had the surprise calls. Everybody was there that last month. At that time, were there also dance halls in Texas?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so and how often would they have dances?
Well, there was Christmas, New Year's, Easter. Well, they had the dances were when I was small, not too often.
But they
people were didn't have the money, you know, to spend because most kids when they began to go to a dance, they had a dollar.
Yeah. Well, these dances because they weren't very often. Do you think that the Alsatian people around here love to dance?
And oh, yeah.
Always. We do you think this is why they had the surprise party?
Well,
because
sure.
They had to have some
we
fun.
And that was our invitation. Yeah.
And that didn't cost anything because everybody would bring a little.
Yeah, you see, you know, it was just enough to do it. They passed around. That was everybody wanted. Had any money. There was no money here. There was no bank. I'll tell you, that was a different world. When you needed money, the only way you could find money was you used an older person that had money. Like when I'm paid and you go into a bank, when I started in business, there was your kids and my uncle, my uncle yours, and not only your uncle. We just hunger all now they were like a bank to me. That's because they were loaning money and my daddy would sign the note and then I'd tell him that when the interest was due, I said, you come over here and I'll have it here waiting for you. I said, that way I'll not forget. But I don't want to forget because that's the poorest policy. But anyway, there was quite a bit of industry. But there's another thing. We had rules. I was just that's the rules. Like that. We couldn't have a dance on Saturday. Absolutely.
So when were they there? On Sunday?
On Sunday, because the priest said, if you go to a dance on Saturday, he said, you're going to be too pleased with the dance. And those were rooms that people lived on. And there was lent and all that where they
were. Someone else told me that they didn't have any dances like on Christmas night. They would always be on the following night,
yeah.
Like the 26th.
Yeah. Because Christmas Eve, you know, was midnight mass and
family Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was the New Year's customs around here? What did you do? What did you your families or get together or anything on New Year's? Yeah.
Not just too much, because
when I was a young boy, what did you do on New Year's?
We were waiting for that time. And another thing with me is that the allegations with all the fellas, they call the day after New Year's Day, I think, South of God.
So, well, that's Thanksgiving, that's the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
The 26th.
South of God, you know,
Salt.
So,
yes.
It sounds like a dog, but it's day.
Yes, right.
So, those days are so. There's another thing that is so different life today. We had a number of canoes in Texas. But in all the days that I worked across the street, and never did I see a lady walk along the sidewalk. Or go in the theater. That would have been it. There was only one occasion that some girls, I wouldn't mention the name, they got out of line a little, and they probably took a few drinks, but they would go in the theater. And just once that I remember, and this day after Christmas, you know, they fell asleep. One time they had one of the girls in a volleyball. She was pretty well cleaned up, and they were taking this girl up and down the street in the volleyball. And she didn't hesitate to do a lot of it. But that was the only. But ever seeing a girl or a woman walk in front of that saloon.
But the man went to the saloon. This was just common practice. Do you think that in the old days, the men going to saloon, that they carry on the business the same way they do with Sammy's coffee pots now?
Yeah.
Talk over this town business?
Mm.
A lot of politics?
Well, it's more I'd like to add by the first business.
What was that?
My dad, when I was old enough where he took me along, this was about 3 or 4 years. I had to go with him. And the first thing he ever told was, he said, "How long do you expect poetry?" He said, "Because there isn't anything in the world that an old person don't enjoy more than as a young boy comes and takes it." He said, "And someday you'll be that old man." And that's just exactly what I did. When I started going to these old people, calling by their name, if my dad mentioned Mr. He took their name, they gave me a name. And it grew to be a business to me.
Oh, that was your business?
I mean, that's where I found out that if you use personality, you know.
Well, what was your first business? You said you
well, that nickel thing.
Oh, I thought collecting the medicine bottles.
Well, that was one, but this was before the medicine.
Well, this was even before. You knew how to make money pretty early.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the pure heart part of the gag. I don't know. Both of them were conservative. Anyway, so that was one of mine. There was not too much enjoyment because there was no news.
Well, say for instance, like when you were a little boy, and in the evening and the chores were done and supper was done, and what would your mother sit down and do? So what would she do?
Oh, it was pretty good.
And what would
and
you do?
And if you were living on the ranch, you had chores to do. That was one thing that kept the kids out of trouble.
Oh.
And another thing I'd like to mention about the old days, when I went to San Antonio and stayed overnight with my sister, in the morning, there were so many newspapers. There were cows, balls. It was just like out on the ranch. Every house had their own chickens. They had their own
what did you do for fun?
Did you sing?
Say hello?
Yes. Neighbor, sometimes I had a decent young neighbor that lived within about 500 yards. For at least 15 years, this bird, even young, would come here and fill up his face until 10 o'clock every night. He'd be here, and we'd play a part, and I'd talk to him like I talk to you, sign language. I could tell sign language, and you could understand everything I wanted to say.
Well, was hard saying, did it ever go on at big parties or anything?
No.
That was just at home.
And the Hennies was the place more apart than the days I ever seen. Because when I was a kid at the Hennies, the Lutzes learned me how to play 66, 42. They learned all, I learned all the high fives and all those things.
Well, then, do you really think that around Castleville, the dancing is probably the most entertainment that we've had?
That and later where your heart is.
Perfect.
That was something. And then the Maria Medina and Castleville and the Cross were feeding against each other all the time.
Even with their horses?
Oh, yes. That was the worst. I tell you, it was about like a lecture.
Well, where were the main places that they held these horses?
Well, they were different places. The big races were over where the